About 25 past 8, she said it'd been her custom to be fashionably late. As soon as we walked through the door, I lost track of my date, so I found a chair next to the Christmas tree. Just then I heard commotion come from somewhere down the hall, and someone said, check this out if you think you've seen it all. So I followed all the people and I peeked around the wall, but I wasn't quite prepared for what I'd see. Underneath the mistletoe again, the boys are gathered round, she's making their heads spin. How's a yuletide fool like me ever gonna win? She's underneath the mistletoe again. Well, I'm not the kind of guy who'd ever want to cause a scene, but I pushed through all those people like a battle-bound Marine. And I took her by the arm and said, what's wrong with you, Jolene? And she looked at me like I'd done something wrong. Well, I told them all, start dancing, or this party's gonna die. And Jolene flashed those baby blues and said her throat was dry. And I told her, don't you move and I'll replenish your supply. But when I brought the punch, Jolene was gone. Underneath the mistletoe again, the boys are gathered round, she's making their heads spin. How's a yuletide fool like me ever gonna win? She's underneath the mistletoe again. There's bound to be another room with girls left alone. So I found a branch of holly and made a party of my own. And I strapped that mistletoe around my head. And I had a ball myself that night, dancing around the place, chasing all them girls. It seemed like they enjoyed the chase. And I declare I just about forgot old what's-her-face. I didn't even hear them when they said, she's underneath the mistletoe again. Boys are gathered round, she's making their heads spin. How's a yuletide fool like me ever gonna win? She's underneath the mistletoe again. Yeah, she's underneath the mistletoe again. Forgot all about what's her name. She's underneath the mistletoe again. Got a lot of numbers.